Poketo world. Today's daf in Masechet Shavuot, brought to you from Yerushalayim Yir HaKodesh, is daf Yud Gimel. And what I'd like to do is, even though we did this yesterday, I'd like to start from the beginning of the sugya quickly so that we can see how it all ties together. So remember what we had learned in the Mishnah was that there's such a thing as Kalot and Chamurot. We went through all the various things, right? And we had this brilliant explanation of how to read the Mishnah. But meanwhile, it turned out that we spoke about mitzvot aseh requiring this kapara. And the Gemara's question was, what exactly is meant by a mitzvot aseh? So this was 5 lines up from the bottom of Amud Beit. I'm just going to run through it again quickly so we can see it all together. When you say aseh, he said, if he didn't do teshuva, so then it's not going to be mechaper. It's a zevach rasha'im toiva. And if he did do teshuva, so then what does he need Yom Kippur? What does he need any of this for? The deal is that it says in the Braita, no matter when, lo zaz bisham. So the teshuva per se is mechaper, and therefore, why would we need to have part of the list of the special tshuvas on Yom HaKippurim? So that was our question. And we got into the sugya because of that. Omar Rebbe Zera, it could be talking about that the guy did not do teshuva. And as far as your question of Zevach Rishim Toivah, it's not a problem because it's talking about someone who nonetheless, despite Omid Ben Mirdo, the man refused to do teshuva, but it would be going according to Rebbe. The Tanya Rebbe Omer, so Rebbe holds that actually, except for three specific things, Yom Kippur is mechaper totally, even if you didn't do teshuva. The only things that are different are Porego, Megaleh Panim b'Torah, Umefer Brit Basar, as we learned yesterday. Shimasat teshuva, then Rebbe agrees. If you did teshuva, Yom Kippur mechaper, but if not, then any Yom Kippur mechaper. My time at the Rebbe. So I'm not sure whether we did this already yesterday, the my time at the Rebbe, so I'll do it a little bit more, more in detail. So my time at the Rebbe, the Tanya. Kidvar Hashem Baza. Dvar Hashem Baza is a reference to the specific Dvar Hashem. What was the specific Dvar Hashem that we heard directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from Moshe Rabbeinu? That was Anochi Hashem Elokecha. So he is kofer, in other words, in the Dvar Hashem, by throwing off that original commitment to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. He denies it. Maybe even he's an atheist. Who knows? But the point is, makes no difference to me. That's the Dvar Hashem Baza. So that's called Porek. Sorry. Yeah, Zeporek O. Megaleh Panim b'Torah. That's the same idea. That he's, as we learned yesterday, he says those chutzpahdikah, cynical kind of drushes. That's mitzvah hefer. That's a specific mitzvah that was given as a single mitzvah. That's Brit Milah that was given to Avraham Avinu. That was the unique mitzvah to give to Yisrael. So that's a mefer Brit bebasar. So that means that he makes himself look as if he has a foreskin. Ikaret, tikaret, this means so only on these inyanim specifically, says Rebbe, the pasuk is mashma, that you're going to still be chayev after Yom Kippur. Avona ba. That means lo amarti. When do I say ikaret ikaret? Ba. Only so long as the person didn't do teshuva. So Rebbe says, essentially, what do you see from here? That these are the hikaret hikaret. These dafke inyanim of Dvar Hashem Baza, that we talk about mitzvah Torah fair, that, yes. And there, if you don't do teshuva, I agree. But the clear mashmaut to the pasuk is, if you do do teshuva, then over there would be mechupar, but other things, even if you don't do teshuva, it would be mechupar. That was the diuk of Rashi, of Rebbe. And so it explains exactly how it is that Rebbe works. So what are the Rabbanim going to do about this? It's pretty clear, isn't it? Ikaret, tikaret is unique to these Dafka Dvar Hashem Bazar. How does that across the board? Ah, they say, it's a beautiful diak, but where does it mention anything about Yom Kippur in the Pasuk? Let's talk about Yom Kippur, does it? I agree. We agree, say the Chachamim. It does talk about it before and after, Hikareit, but that's not talking about Yom Kippur. It's talking about Hikareit Bolam Hazeh, Tikareit Bolam Haba. There's a before and after that is different than the before and after of Yom Kippur. So what this means is that Im Asa Teshuvah Umeit. So that would mean that when it comes, somebody did one of these things and he does Avonaba, meaning he's no longer Avonaba. So then Misa was Memarek. It's not referring to Yom HaKippurim. If he does one of these Averas, then Mita's Memareket. But other Averot, we don't have this halacha at all that Misa would not be Memareket. Misa would be Memareket, even if that we agree, that Misa Memareket, perhaps even without Teshuva, but not Yom HaKippurim. So this is the way we understand, according to Rabbi Zera, the Mishnah is going according to Rabbi. There's a Machlokas Rabbi in the Rabbanan about whether Yom HaKippurim is Mechaper without Teshuva, which would mean that the Pasuk of Zevach Rishayim Toiva would not have relevance for Yom HaKippurim. That's a special situation. It only is a reference to Korbanos, but not to the Dinim of Yom Kippur or its Korban. Asks the Gemara and Rabbi Zera, how can you say the Mishnah is going on Libet Rebbe? The Sefer of the Mishnah is not Rebbe. Sefer of the Mishnah is going according to Rebbe Yehuda. Well, I mean, there's no reason for us to say that the Mishnah is split between two Tanoim, is there? V'amid Sefer Rebbe Yehuda, Reshanami Rebbe Yehuda. Where does we see in the Sefer of the Mishnah that it's going on Libet Rebbe Yehuda? Because read the end of the Mishnah again, which is what we're going to be getting into today. Diktani Sefer. Echad Yisrael, v'echad Kohanim, v'echad Kohen Mashiach, all of these people are mischaperim together on anything besides, in Yishar Averot, anything besides Tumas Mikdash HaKadoshav, they all get the same kapora from the Seir Lazazel. Now, we know that that is a big machlokas. Who is the Mandi Omer that holds this? That is Rebbe Yehuda, because we know that, I mean, this is what Rebbe Yehuda says beferish, as we're going to see in the Braita. And we certainly know that Rebbe Shimon argues on this. So that would imply that if the Mishnah is going to leave it to Rebbe Yehuda, then the Mishnah is said by Rebbe Yehuda, who is basically Rebbe's Rebbe. So it makes sense to say that the Mishnah is Kula Rebbe Yehuda. No, says Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Zer is not wrong. The fact that the Sefer is going Alibet Rebbe Yehuda, how does that prove that the Reish is not going Alibet Rebbe? Maybe the entire Mishnah is going Alibet Rebbe. But what makes you think that Rebbe would argue with Rebbe Yehuda about the question of whether the Sar Mishtaleach is Mechaper on Kohanim? Maybe he actually agrees to Rebbe Yehuda in that. So it could be the Mishnah's Kulay Rebbe, which is what Rebbe Zera said. And as far as this din of the Sarah Mishtaleach being good for Kohanim, Rebbe agrees. Why not? Savalok Rebbe Yehuda, you never saw anywhere that Rebbe disagrees with that, didn't? Omeli Abaye. So Abaye asked Rebbe Yosef, did you mean precisely what you said? In other words, what you said was that it's going like Rebbe, and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. I mean, that seems to mean that it's only going to work out that way, but you can't say that the Mishnah, I mean, you could have just immediately said, it's Rebbe Yehuda, as you proved, because the Sefer is Rebbe Yehuda, and Rebbe Yehuda holds like Rebbe. You could have said that, but you didn't. You said it's going like Rebbe, and Rebbe holds like Rebbe Yehuda. So is that what you meant? And that actually you couldn't have said it the other way around, because you know that Rebbe Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. And that according to Rebbe Yehuda, if someone didn't do Teshuvah, so then it would not be Mechaper on him, and that would be the meaning of asay, that even though he did this asay, it would need, in this case, the kapar of Rebbe Yehuda, the kapar of Yom HaKippurim, or maybe, actually, there's no reason for you to have said it that way. Rebbe Sovar Lo Rebbe Yehuda, There's no reason for us to believe that Reb Yehuda doesn't hold of Rebbe. Rebbe agrees. Reb Yehuda agrees with Rebbe. And he would say there's kapara even without teshuvah. But it's derech eretz to say it the way you said it, because normally you want to say that the Talmud holds like the Rav, not that the Rav holds like the Talmud, and Rebbe was a Talmud of Reb Yehuda. So mil urcha de mil tekatani. You said it in the correct, more correct way. That the Talmud Rebbe, shavah like a rabbi, holds like his Rebbe, who is Reb Yehuda. But that doesn't mean that you knew that Reb Yehuda doesn't hold of Rebbe. Said Reb Yosef, no, I do know that he doesn't hold of Rebbe. And when I said it this way, I mean it this way. It only works in that direction. Dafka ka amina. That Rebbe is shavah like a Reb Yehuda. And I'm going to prove to you, Reb Yehuda does not hold like Rebbe. And according to Reb Yehuda, the Seir La'Azazel, Yom HaKippurim, are mechaper only if you did teshuvah, according to Reb Yehuda. Whereas according to Rebbe, it would be mechaper even without teshuvah. And I'll prove it to you. Here's where I know it from. The Tanya. The Braita says, Yo'cho ye Yom HaKippurim mechaper al shavim al she'inan shavim. You might think, like Rebbe, that Yom Kippur is a kapara even for people who don't do teshuvah. And you would say, yes, you know, makes sense. Do you? I mean, look, chatas and an asham are mechaper, and Yom HaKippurim is mechaper. So, ma chatat v'asham, ein mechaprim ela al hashavim, you would say, your first take on it would be that Yom HaKippurim also is Eina Mechaper al Shavim, but then you would realize that that's wrong, because look, Chatas v'Asham, they're only Mechaper on a shoget. Did you ever hear of a Chatas and an Asham that are going to be Mechaper for something that, I mean, yes, that's possible. I mean, it could be an Asham Asham Charufa maybe, or an Asham on Shavuos Eidos, you know, I mean, the Chatas maybe for the Shavuos Eidos, or maybe if you hold an Ozer as a Chayte, I mean, that's sort of far-fetched, but then you could say that that's the Ozer Tamei, that his Asham is Mechaper. But generally speaking, I mean, certainly the norm of a Chatas and Asham is that they're Mechaper on Shogeg, not amazing. That would make sense, therefore, that they're only Mechaper al HaShogeg. But if you're talking about Yom HaKippurim, Yom HaKippurim is mechaper across the board. So if it's mechaper for doing something on purpose, maybe it's also mechaper for something that you did and you didn't do teshuvah. You know, it's a much broader kapara. That's why we need to bring a pasuk. Remember, that's always the way we bring it. Vidinu, that's the standard. You might think, Vidinu, you speak out the arguments one way or the other, and because you end up without a conclusive raya, you then go to the Pasuk, Talmud Lamar. Therefore, the Pasuk specifies with this strange word of starting the entire story of Yom Kippur, Ach, Ba'asar HaKodesh HaShviya Asa Yom HaKippur. What is Ach? I mean, why not just say, it's Yom HaKippurim. But the point of Ach is always, remember, to be Chalak. It splits between the two different sets, which means it's only going to be mechaper for shavim and not for lo shavim. How do I know that this is Reb Yehuda and that he is the actual Tana who holds against Rebbe? Because, remember, stam sifra mani Reb Yehuda, since this is a teres kayanim, and Reb Yehuda is the one who is always the stam of Teres Kayani. So he's the one who said, we call him a Shavim in Lo Shavim Lo. So he is Mamash Vitana that disagrees with Rebbe. Therefore, I was very careful, said Rebbe Yosef, to say that Rebbe is Savalak Rebbe Yehuda in the Sugya of the Sar Mishnaleach being Mechaper on the Kohanim as well. But Rebbe Yehuda is not hold of Rebbe that Yom Kippur would be Mechaper without teshuvah. Yeah, says the Gemara, that's a very nice raya, except that it goes nowhere. All you've done is exposed an actual stira in the Sifra. I can bring you another brayta from the Sifra that says exactly the opposite. So you might think there's no kapora on Yom HaKippurim unless you treated it like Yom Kippur. You fasted. You were Kura Omikra Kodesh. How are you Kura Omikra Kodesh, Rabosai? Isn't that a mitzvah on Bezdin to be Kura Omikra Kodesh? So this Gemara is an amazing Gemara. It's telling us, as Rashi explains, that every time you make the bracha, Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, or you say Mekadesh Yisroel V'Hazmanim, Yom HaKippurim, or whatever it is you're saying, that is part of Kriyas, that's your participation in Mikra Kodesh. If you refuse to say the Mekadesh, the Yom HaKippurim, so that means that you're basically not part of Yom Kippur. So you might think that if you essentially refuse to recognize Yom Kippur, and you don't fast on Yom Kippur, and you don't daven on Yom Kippur, and you do malach on Yom Kippur, so you might think that in all of these cases, if you didn't fast, you weren't going mikra kodesh, and you weren't mekayim at lo asiyas malach. So if lo yisanebo, lo kero mikra kodesh, also bo malach, how do we know that Yom Kippur still works, even if you're no goodnik? Talmud Lomar, Yom Kippurim hu yikom akom. Yom Kippur is mechaper no matter what, even if the person stands totally unrepentant of what it is that he's done, and he doesn't even keep Yom Kippur. Okay, now how do you explain that? A minute ago you said that according to the Stam Sifra, you brought a beautiful braita, ach, proves Yom Kippur only works if you do teshuvah. And then you have a Sifra that says exactly the opposite. So I don't know what you're going to do about this contradiction, but I mean, like, why say that it's Rabbi Yehuda that does not hold of Rabbi? Maybe it's the second braita is Rabbi Yehuda, and he does hold of Rabbi. So I don't know what you can do about the stira. Rabbi, I'll tell you what you do with the stira. You'll have to say that this braita indeed is Rabbi, and the Stam Sifra we had is Nafka, is Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Amar, no. Avaha Rebbe, there's no problem. You're mixing up things. Did this Breita ever talk about what the din is of Yom Kippur being mechaper on all of the other Averot? Wasn't that what we were talking about? All the other Averot, Shar Averot. So according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is mechaper, Shar Averot without Teshuvah. This Breita is not talking about that question. This Breita is talking about Yom Kippur itself, and basically both of the braita, even the braita that said before that Yom Kippur will not be mechaper because of ach. You know what ach halak means? It didn't mean no other averas Yom Kippur is mechaper on. It without tshuva, it meant the avera of being over on chilul Yom Kippur. That's what it's referring to. Rebbe is moda that when it comes to the sin of Yom Kippur itself, somebody who eats on Yom Kippur, or somebody who does melacha on Yom Kippur. So Rebbe is moda that there, Yom Kippur itself is not mechaper on its own chorus, you see. Because, I mean, if Yom Kippur were mechaper on its own chorus, as the Gemara is about to point out, then there would never be chorus on Yom Kippur. It would be a little ridiculous to say that Hikareit, you know, like, and for what? For being over on Yom Kippur? I thought if it's Yom Kippur will take away the chorus, so then it's really irrelevant. So obviously, when Rebbe was talking about Yom Kippur being mechaper on even averas that you don't do teshuva on, that's true about every avera except for the avera of Yom Kippur itself. And that Rebbe is moda too. And therefore, there's no problem over here. So, Moda Rebbe Bekore de Yuma, and obviously, says Rav, you gotta say that. Because the Ilote Malchi, look, if you're gonna, you run into a pretty funny situation. If you're not gonna admit that the chorus of the day of Yom Kippur per se is different, so then chorus de Yom HaKippurim, the Rebbe. What, Leslie? You're telling me, according to Rebbe, you will never get chorus for being over on Yom Kippur, even though it says very clearly, in the Torah that you will call a nefesh asher lo tuneh b'etzem ayom hazeh v'nichrata mi'ameha, You're saying, no, that can't be, because it's, after all, it is Yom Kippur. And according to Rebbe, Yom Kippur is Mechaper. So why did the Torah say Menichrita? Or why does it say, Kol ha-nefesh asher ta'aseh kol melacha be'etzem ha-yom hazeh ve'ha'avadeti et ha-nefesh mikerev ama? When is that going to happen? If it was Mechalo Yom Kippur, so then Yom Kippur was Mechaper on the Chil, according to Rebbe. So it's you run into an absurdity. So of course Rebbe is Modeh, that by the very fact that the Torah was Mechayev Koras on Yom Kippur, you see that Koras is not Mechaper, that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper without Teshuvah on the Avera of Yom Kippur. But he could still say that it's Mechaper on every other Avera. So both of these brachot make perfectly good sense, and they could be both agreeing with Rebbe. There's no problem. That's the Gemara. To Rava, I don't understand your argument. Why can't you find a Chiyuv of Koras? I suppose the guy was Bechalo Yom Kippur in the nighttime. And it says, remember, that the Kapor of Yom Kippur comes when? Be'etzem Yom Hazeh. Ki Bayom Hazeh Yechaper Alechem. Not in the nighttime. So this guy was Bechalo Yom Kippur in the night. He's Chiyuv Koras. He died in the middle of the night and he never made it to the morning. So he never was Mitchaper. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, Avadati, I'm going to take this guy out of Olam Haba. Or he karez, he karez in Olam Haba. So makes perfectly good sense to me. So what kind of raya is it that Rava is bringing that Rebbe must hold that there is obviously no kapora on Yom Kippur? Maybe there is, but only in the daytime. So for instance, Kagon to Ovad Belailia, the guy was over the Avera at night, and that way, he never comes to the day to get his kapor. Okay. You know what? You're being a little bit pedantic over here. I'll restate what Rava said, so you'll understand it, okay? Add a word. Not chorus the Rebbe Lesley, but chorus the yamama the Rebbe Lesley. So what you'd be saying is that if somebody was over on eating on Yom Kippur during the daytime, or somebody was Mechalo Yom Kippur with Malacha, that according to Rebbe, that would mean that he doesn't get Koras, despite the fact that the Pasuk says, on Yom Kippur, anytime on Yom Kippur. No, I'm sorry, but even that doesn't help us, because Alam Alo, why are we saying that there would be no way that he could be Chayav Koras? There certainly is. Now, I'll give you a simple case. A guy decides to have a nice steak on Yom Kippur, and as he's swallowing the steak, he chokes to death on his steak. So now that means that he was eating while he died. So how could Yom Kippur be Mechaper on that sin? He's still doing that sin. If he had lived a minute later, fine, then I could say, you can't figure out how to, he's Chayav Koras. But here he died, mitoch the achila. Or another simple, he has a su'udah right before Shkia, and he eats through the whole time. Now he finishes the meal, and there was no moment during which Yom Kippur would have been Mechaper on him from eating on Yom Kippur. I mean, I don't understand, like, this is what, you're asking me for a laboratory situation. I mean, it's so difficult to figure out a case that you're saying, it's no case. Why would the terrorists say there's chorus? Of course there's a case. And therefore, I can't prove what it is that Rava said. So now, let's take a look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that Echad Yisrael, the Echad Kohanim, the Echad Kohen Mashuach, they're all Mishaper. Mashba, that they have the same Kapor. I don't understand, but the Mishnah contradicts itself in the next line. Well, first you say, Echad Yisrael, Echad Kohanim, the Echad Kohen Mashuach, meaning they all have the same Kapora on these Averis. And then you say Beferish. So what's the difference between the Yisrael and the Kayanim and the Kayan Mashuah? There is no difference. You said before they're all going to be Mishaper. So here, Rav Yehuda says, no, it's quite clear what it said. That Echad Yisrael, Echad Kayanim, Echad Kayan Mashuah are Mishaperim with the Sarah Mishtaleach. Yes, that is true. But on what Averis? On all other Averas besides the specific cases of Tumas Migdash Vikidosha, where over there, remember, we had learnt out from the Pasuk that it's v'kiper al hakodesh. That's the whole achat b'shanah. There's a special din that there's a new kapora from, and then we learned out the different seirim that are mechaper, right? So obviously they are a category on their own, and all other averes are a category on their own. So when we talk about the Sar Mishtaleach, they're all the same. Kohanim get their general kapora on Yom HaKippurim from all the averes that were done over the course of the year by the Sar Mishtaleach in exactly the same way that Yisrael gets that. But there is still the difference between them. The difference between them is on the din of the special case, Tumas Midosh V'Kedoshav. And it makes a heck of a lot of sense, right? Because remember that Aaron makes these, or the Kohen Gadol, makes these special viduyim. And these special viduyim that are made on the Sar HaMishtaleach are also made on the par of the Kohen. And we take the dam of the par, and we take the dam of the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, which is the partner of the Sar HaMishtaleach. And as we've explained, the understanding of the nature of the two Seirim that need to be exactly alike in how they look, their color, their height, they have to be bought at the same time, because essentially they're one carbon. Okay, so that means that there is no vidui on the Seir that is brought Bifnim, which is the partner of the Sar HaMishtaleach, and there is no Zrikas Dam of the Seir that is the Azazel, but together they equal one carbon that has a Zrikas Adam, that was the part that went in, and that has a Vidui, that was the part that went out, the Azazel. And then we have the equivalent to that carbon, and that is the par of the Kohen. So, Bezot Yavo Aaron El, this is where he can come in to the Kodesh. He's allowed to come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, the par ben bakar. He has to bring a par, and that par is brought together, the dam of that par. Remember, we even mix it, la locha, and we do this, the avedas adam in the heichal with the mixed dam par and the dam asar. So what does that tell you? That tells you that the par is the source of the kapora on kohanim on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav. So remember what we said was that if somebody had not brought his carbon olam v'yoreh, and there was a yediyah b'tchila, there wasn't a yediyah b'sof, so there the dam of the Seir that's nase bifnim is mechaper on Yisrael, and the tar is mechaper on the Kohanim. That's what the Mishnah is saying. When it comes to the special chatoim of Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav, so then there are two completely different sets. It's that the par is mechaper on the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedoshav of Kayanim, which the Yisraelim would have gotten through the Seirim of the Yom HaKippurim. Different types. Fine. When it comes to the Sar HaNasa Bifnim, the Sar HaNasa Bechutz, that's for Yisrael. Vashenkin, when it comes to other averes, Shar averes, there's no difference. And the Kohanim and Yisraelim are all together. Whose shita is this? That's the shita that we just saw in the Braita. That's the shita of Rabbi Yehuda, the Tanya, the Chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh. So take a look at this beautiful pasuk. The Chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh, et Ohel Moed, et HaMizbeach Yechaper, v'al HaKohanim, v'al Kol Am HaKahal Yechaper. So this spells out exactly what the Avedas Yom HaKippurim is mechaper on. And look what it says. Let's go through the words one by one. V'chiper et Mikdash HaKodesh. What is the Mikdash HaKodesh? Obviously, the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's the Lifnai V'Lifnim, and it would be mechaper on things that went wrong in, let's say, that somebody became tummy and it didn't go out from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So this would be mechaper on him. And then it says, et Ohel Moed, that's the Ohel Moed referring to the Eichel, the Kodesh, where it says that you're supposed to do the same Avodas Adam in the Eichel. And then it says, V'al HaMizbeach, that Mizbeach is referring to the Mizbeach HaZav, and it's any kind of Tumah that would have affected the Mizbeach HaZahav. So it could be that the Keres was Bat Batuma, or somebody stayed in the Heichal after becoming Tameh. He was Sheyeh. Sheyeh as a dinis, we'll see, as the equivalent of a Nichbas if he doesn't go out right away. And then Yechaper. So Yechaper means that he should be Mechaper even beyond that to the Azarot. So that would mean that if somebody, Tomei, was Nichbas into the Azara, because it already said Vechiper before, right? Vechiper at Migdash HaKodesh. So this Yechaper has got to be adding an additional Kapora. Then it says the Kohanim. Oh, that's Kemashmo. Obviously the Kohanim. Am HaKahal is referring to Yisraelim. And then when it adds Yechaper, then it's talking about, so we've got three Yechapers, remember. The Chiper is the beginning. The Chiper is the Migdash HaKodesh. Then we have Et HaMezbech Yechaper. And then on whom? Alakonim, Valkola Amakal, Yechaper again. That Yechaper is coming to add the Levim. So what do we see in this Pasuk? The Pasuk is saying all of these have one Kapara. Hushu Kulam Le Kapara Achat. Namely, they are all mischaprim with the Sarah Mishtaleach Bishara Verot, Divrei Rebbe Yehuda. So, as we saw before, it's Rebbe Yehuda who holds that when it comes to the Averis other than Migdash V'Kedoshav, everybody is the same. They're all mischaper with the Azazel. Rebbe Shimon Omer, you're not being actually medayek, because there's two separate things that you get out of the combination of the Sayyir Lazazel and its partner, which is the Sayyir Nasa Bifnim, as we explained. Those are essentially one carbon, which has two bodies. One body is brought Lazazel, and one body, the dam of which is brought Lifnai V'Lifnim and in the Heichal. And the carbon has one vidui. The vidui is set on the part that sent Lazazel. And that carbon has one Zrikas Adam. That comes from the body part that is Nasa Bifnim. So it's a very unique situation, but the essentials of it are quite clear. There's two different kaparas. There's a kapara of the Dam, and there's a kapara of the Vidui. Well, a Par Kohen Gadol is, albeit one body, but in that one body, it has both of those kaparas. There's a Vidui on the Par, and there's also the Dam on the Par. The Vidui on the Par is the Vidui that we say on Yom Kippur, the Vechiper Alava Albito, right? So that is the whole two times, one on himself, first on himself, and then on himself and on his it says Albito, but then it adds the Kohanim, which we're about to talk about. So therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, you have to split up that Kapora. If the Dam of the Sayyir Anasa Bifnim, that is what is done for Yisrael without any kind of vidui. And we know that we learned that out at the beginning of the Masechet, that is Bechaper on Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav, where he might still find out a Yediya B'Sof, and it's even Bechaper on a Mezid. So Kach Dam HaPar is Bechaper Al HaKohanim, Al Tumas Migdash V'Kedoshav. So the same thing ought to be true of the Dam that is coming for the Kapora of Aaron. Then it means that in the same way, and the Rebbe Yehuda is claiming the Azazel is going to be Mechaper for Kohanim and Yisraelim the same, why would that be true? If the Vidui on the Sayyir HaMishtaleach is sufficient to be a Mechaper for Shara Averos on Yisrael, B'Shara Averot, so then it makes sense that the Vidui of the Par is what is Mechaper on the Kohanim, B'Shara Averot. And according to Rebbe Shimon, how does he deal with the Pasuk? The Pasuk said all of them together, and he's pretending they're not all together. I thought we just brought a beautiful Pasuk. V'chiperes Migdash HaKodesh, V'somoed, etc., etc. Then it says, V'al HaKohanim, V'al Kol Am HaKahal. I mean, that's pretty clear that they're supposed to be the same. So how does he explain the fact that it was put together? What do you mean? They're put together, that they're all meant to be given a kapara on Yom Kippur. That's all that it says. Doesn't say they get exactly the same kapara. Miu, kol chad v'chad mechaper b'da'afshe. And the same way that Yom Kippur is introduced with separate karbonas for the Am and for the Kohanim, right? So it says that the Aaron brings his par, and then we have, and the Am has to bring its ayah, the El Ha'am. Okay, so fine. In the same way that the karbonas are special karbonas for Kohanim and for Yisrael, why can't the kaparas be different kaparas? That makes sense to me. And what's the basis for Rabbi Shimon? The reason Rabbi Shimon says is because of the pasuk, Dichtiv, V'lakach et shnei ha'si'iri. Right? Now, what does that mean? That implies that the Sarah Mishtaleach is compared to the Sarah Nasi Bifnim. They are essentially doing the same thing, just like the Sarah Nasi Bifnim. What exactly is it Mechaperon? It's coming along. The Sarah Nasi Bifnim is not the source of the Tumas Migdash V'Kedosha Kapora for Kohanim. I know that because the Torah specifies to take the Sa'ir Ha'am. What do you mean, the Sa'ir Ha'am? That's to tell me it's for the Am. That's the way we talk about V'shachat et Sa'ir Ha'chatat Asher La'am. Why does the Torah repeat Asher La'am? Because it's coming to tell me that this is the kapara on the Am, as opposed to the par of the Kohen Gadol, or Paro. So therefore, in the same way that the Torah made it quite clear that this is not the source of the kapara on the Kohanim when it comes to Tumas Mikdash V'Kedeshav, so too the Sarah Mishtaleach is compared to this. And remember, as we pointed out, it's essentially one kapara. So if it's Al Ha'am for the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedeshav, then it's Al Ha'am for the part of the Sarah Mishtaleach. And that is not coming to be mechaper on Shar Averes for Kohanim. It's only coming Asher La'am. That is actually a beautiful drosha, because it does say that Bakachat Shnei HaSeirim. That makes it pretty clear that those Shnei HaSeirim have to be understood in the same way. So what does Rabbi Yehuda do with the pasuk? He would say all that the pasuk means is that the Shnei HaSeirim have to be exactly alike. The Lachi Iskush, Shiyushavim, they need to be the same color, the same height, the same value. You have to be, actually pay the same amount for each one of them, and you get them at the same time. Other dinim that we learn about in Yuma. Fine. So then that doesn't necessarily mean that when it comes to kapara, they necessarily have to be the same. So anyway, who was the author between these two shiitas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? Who is the author of this brayta that explains the pasuk v'shachat et se'ir ha'chatat asher la'am? So that's the pasuk that stresses asher la'am. So the brayta says, you see from here asher la'am, that means this is not for Kohanim. This is coming asher la'am, and I bring the korban soyer bifnim, the partner to the Sarah Mishtaleach, that it's Kohanim have no part in this. Ein ha'Kohanim mitchaprim bo. So what do they get kapara from? They get kapara from the paro shel Aaron. Now, you'll think, but wait a minute. I mean, the par of Aaron, it says that it's dafka asher lo. Doesn't that mean, I mean, in the same way, asher la'am means it's only for the am. Don't anybody think that they're going to get something out of this if they're the Kohanim. But it says the same thing about Aaron. V'kriv Aaron et parakatat asher lo. Well, doesn't that mean it's only for Aaron? Don't you guys think you're going to get anything out of this carbon? So therefore, if that would be true, so we're left with a situation in which Kohanim don't get kapara. I mean, is that what you're suggesting? They can't get kapara from the Tzar Mishtaleach because it says Asher La'am. They can't get kapara from the par of Aaron because Asher Lo. So are you telling me there's no kapara? So, but didn't the pasuk say al kohanim? I thought you said you darsh in the pasuk that al kohanim the al ama. You said yechaper means al kohanim. So they do have kapara. Okay, so now you have no choice, but you're going to have to find a kapara for the kohanim either from the Sarah Mishtaleach or from the par. Now both of them seem to indicate get out of here, Karnim. You don't have any part of this. So which one shall we choose? To understand that the Asher Yechaper is referring to on Kohanim, I'll tell you, makes a heck of a lot more sense that they should be part of the kapara of the par, because the par, even though it said Asher Lo, it doesn't really mean Asher Lo, does it? Because the next words, after Vikriv Aaron et Parach Atat Asher Lo, are what? Vikhiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beito? So there's a contradiction in Ehu Bey. If it's Asher Lo, how is it Ba'ad Beito? So that means that the Torah already indicated to us, don't take Beito totally, literally. When I say Asher Lo, it's not literally only his. So, okay, that means it was already Hutar Michlalo. The very same Pasuk told us it's not to be strictly defined in that way. It's a Beito, because it says, Vichiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beito. So, okay, so maybe once we're already extending it to Beito, we should extend it also to understanding. That's what the Pasuk meant when it said Vichiper on the Kohanim. But it does not make sense to let the Kohanim have their kapara in the Sar Anase Bifnim, the partner to the Sar Mishnaleach, because over there it said Asher La'am, and it meant Asher La'am. Where was there ever something about it that was Sutra Michlolo, it's a Beito? We never found that. Now, if you don't like this drasha, okay, I'll give you another answer. Im Navshecha Lomar, the Gemara, of course, always when we say that, if you don't like that drasha, the Gemara always says, what's there not to like, right? But we'll get to that. If you don't like this drasha, I'll tell you. Bottom line is, when it says Vichiper Ba'ado Ba'ad Beito, what do you think Beito means? Mrs. Aaron HaKohen? Beito is Beit Aaron Baruch Hu Et Hashem. Who's that? Mrs. Aaron? No. Beit Aaron is a reference to the Kahuna, obviously. So if that's the case, it's the same as Beit HaLevi Baruch Hu Et Hashem, Yirei Hashem Baruch Hu Et Hashem. It means the whole Beit Aaron. And therefore, when it says Al Beito, it actually means the Kohanim. And that would be an easy way of seeing that it's certainly not limiting the Asher Lo to exclude the Kohanim, because this is Beito. Anyway, you like that brighter? So like I asked you, so who said this brighter? Tell me which sheet it is. Montana says Rabbi Yirmiya, well, it can't work out according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Ik Rabbi Yehuda, I thought the whole point that Rabbi Yehuda makes is that the Kohanim get a kapar from the Sar Mishnaleach. So why are we saying over here, Vichiper HaKohanim means from better from the par of the Kohen? So apparently, who is it then? If it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's got to be, says Rav, it's got to be Rabbi Shimon. It was Rabbi Shimon that says that the Kohanim ain lehem kapara b'sayr mishtaleach. That's what we were saying. So what would that mean? They would get no kapara at all. Ari, it says, v'chiper ala Kohanim. So therefore, it's got to be going like Rabbi Shimon. Abaye says, I don't agree with Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya said that it cannot work out a libet Rabbi Yehuda. Why not? I think it could work out a philotemic Rabbi Yehuda. Because when the Braita says, so are you mean to tell me that the Kohanim don't get any kapora? How do you know it was referring to Shara Virot? Maybe what it was saying was, you're telling me that Kohanim get no kapora onto as Mingdash Mikidosha. That was the point. Maybe it wasn't talking about Shar Averot at all. It's Shar Averot, yes. Maybe we agree with Rabbi Yehuda that the Sa'ir Lazazel is Mechaper for Kohanim and for non-Kohanim. It's all the same. But where would there be a Kapora for Mitumas Mingdash Vikidosha? That would mean could go like Rabbi Yehuda as well. So, but doesn't it say Kishomer Yechaper? It says Yechaper in that Pasuk ala Kohanim. So then, we'll call Amakahal. So it's saying that there is a Kapora. So then that means, of course, it only means they have a Kapora by Shar Averot. But I mean, isn't that implied that Kamoda Matzino Sheshlam Kapora b'Shar Averot Kach Yeshlam Kapora b'Tumas Mingdash v'Kedoshav? I mean, it's a general Pasuk, Kapora. Albeit, I agree that what we were talking about in that pasuk is the Sar Mishnaleach. Fine. So If you're telling me that it's going to be mechaper on other averus, it still makes sense that they would get a kapora on Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav, because, I mean, why not? It's the overall, we've been comparing them all along. That's the point. So therefore, continues the Braita, okay, so what should be the source of their kapora on Tumas Mikdash v'Kedoshav? That's what the Braita was talking about, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. Mutav sheyitchapru beparosh el Aharon, because after all, it, even though it says asher lo, it then says v'chiper ba'ado v'ad beito, so it was clearly huter michlalo etzo beito, but doesn't make sense to use the soyer hanase bifnim, which is called the shel ha'am, because we never find that the Torah didn't mean for us to take that very seriously and definitively. It says asher la'am, and he's asher la'am. Anyway, if you don't like that, Russia, it says Beit Aaron Baruch Hu et Hashem. So that means the bride could go, even Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda, and there's no proof one way or the other. It would work out both Aliba the Rabbi Yehuda and according to Rabbi Shimon. By the way, what is there not to like? You keep saying, and if you don't like that drasha, then you could always say Beit Aaron Baruch Hu et Hashem. What's there not to like? Ma'im nafshka lomar, because maybe you'll taina, but it says specifically chiper alav, so he should be mechaper with the asher lo the chiper ba'ado uba'ad beito. I mean, that's pretty clear. How can you say, well, once it already is okay for the beito? I mean, what do you mean once it's already okay? There was a specific purpose for that carbon. It is indeed brought for Aaron. Please, Alon, mute. It was a specific carbon that was brought for his household. What right do you have to extend that to Kohanim? Oh, so if you're tying to that, I'll tell you. All Kohanim are included in this idea of Beito. Kulam kruyim Beito, Shneemar, Beit Aaron, Baruch Hu Et Hashem, Yirei Hashem, Baruch Hu Et Hashem, and so on. That means that they are always referred to as Beitos. It's no contradiction. Put the two together, for sure you understand that if we know that Kohanim get a kapar, and we know that Kohanim are called Beito, so then obviously, where's the place of that kapara? It's telling us to look at that pasuk as including the broader bayit of the Kohanim. Ah, that was sweet. And man, these ideas of the kapara Yom Kippurim are getting so clear, the interrelationship between the kaparas. And it's so confusing on Yom Kippur. You know, you actually have to read this parak through in order to get clearly what's happening on Yom Kippur when you do the Aveda of the Kohen Gadol.